Hi, I'm speaking with Nick. Hey, Nick, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you
What's
doing?
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking. How you doing?
Right on. I'm doing good, man.
Good. Good to hear. So we had a scheduled call for this time to go through Google Guaranteed. Is this a good time for you, though, now?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, awesome. Have you heard of Google Guaranteed before? Do you already know how it works?
Never heard of it, man.
Okay. That's actually one of the benefits, too. It's so new, a lot of companies haven't heard of it, so it's not overly saturated like other lead programs. You know,
gotcha.
But what it is, so it's a pay-per-lead program directly through Google, and it's the best lead program on the market currently. Okay, and here's why. These leads are only sent to you, so you don't, like, share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's becoming so popular, you only pay for qualified leads. Meaning, if you schedule an estimate with the lead, like if they call and you schedule an appointment with them, or if you quote them over the phone, if you give them pricing, right? Those are the only two things considered a qualified lead that you're charged for.
Okay.
So when they call in, if it's like out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, right, or you never speak to the person, those are all deemed as unqualified leads. You're automatically not charged for. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like above ground pool or something that we don't service.
Exactly. So the way that Google does that too is every company that qualifies for the Google Guaranteed section, and I'll go over the qualifications in just a second, but every company that does, it's not going to be your phone number when the leads are on. It's going to be a Google rotating number which forwards to your phone. And it's recorded by Google Bot, so like an AI who automatically picks up if it's qualified or unqualified. So you don't have to spend your day disputing leads, you know?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, there are a couple requirements to qualify for this platform. The main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's actually called that because it's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. Okay. So I do see that it doesn't show me that insurance is required. It shows me that licensing is required, though. So is the company currently licensed?
I'm just insured, man.
Okay.
Like $4 million coverage, man. I mean, so they're looking for, I mean, when you say licensed, you're talking about a, what do you call that? I'm licensed to work in Bakersfield, you know, in the city. I mean, that's what you're talking about, but.
Let me pull up the exact requirement so it shows me, like, which license is required so you know, okay? Give me one more.
So I'm thinking of contractors. If you're talking contractors, then no.
Okay. Give me one sec here. Let me check real fast. And you're doing pool maintenance and pool contracting, right?
Pool service and repair.
Pool service and repair. So you're not putting in like new pools, right?
No.
Okay. Pool service and repair. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Hold on. Let me take a look real quick. Because under the pool cleaning, that's going to be for like cleaning jobs. That's not what you do, right? You're doing pool maintenance and repairs, to be specific, right?
So pool maintenance, no, yeah, we're doing weekly service too.
Okay. So pool cleaning, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So give me a second. Because I'm looking at the subcategories to make sure I get you under the right vertical. Under pool cleaning, it has commercial pool cleaning and maintenance, equipment maintenance repair, one-time pool cleaning, ongoing pool cleaning, water features, seasonal opening and closing, spa and hot tub cleaning, spa and hot tub repairs, tile and pool wall cleaning, water testing and balancing. So it sounds like that's the right vertical, correct?
Right.
Okay. So give me a second. Let me create a test account, and I'll let you know the exact license it requires, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's see. Pool cleaning. All 93306, right? Is your zip code?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Business category. Just bear with me. I've asked our like Google rep to give us a faster way to do this, and she told me this is just the fastest way. You got to create a test account. So let's see. Hold on. Live accounts. There we go. Get started. All right. Have you tried a lead service in the past? Just curious.
Yeah, there was. That's funny. I started out with. That's how I got a lot of my pulls was with for Angie's Leads, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they used to be called Home Advisor, right? Angie Leads now.
Yeah, that's when I first started with them was Home Advisor, man. It's funny.
Yeah. So the major difference between this and Angie Leads, Thumbtack, Networks, right, is for one, you don't share the lead. So the leads only come into you because they're, like, picking you and calling you directly, right? And then it has that automatic dispute system. So you only pay when you actually talk to a person and either A, schedule an estimate, or B, quote them, you know?
Yeah, I think the biggest issue with that was with, it was, you know, you got to make sure you categorize, you know, correctly, man. I mean, you know, they would give me leads for above ground pulls and I'd have to pay for it. And it was crazy, man, because, you know, we don't do above ground pulls, you know, but I'd get calls. Like crazy, you know?
Right. Basically, with Google Guaranteed, if you didn't schedule an estimate, so if they call and, you know, it's not a service you provide, that's an automatic lead dispute. You know, it's nothing you have to do on your end. So you wouldn't pay for that type of stuff. I have the licenses here, so I could – let me see if you have any of these, okay? So there's three licenses that would get you approved for it. One is a California C-53 swimming pool contractor license. The other is a California C-61/D-35 pool and spa maintenance contractor license. And then the third one is a pool/spa operator certificate. And then it says NSPF, space CPO. Do you have any of those?
No.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to send you an email right now titled Google Guaranteed. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to reply to the email with, like, your vertical, which just means your category, the cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is. And I'm going to copy and paste to the subcategories in your vertical. But most important, I'm going to send you a picture of what Google is accepting as, like, acceptable licensing to get on the Google Guaranteed program, you know.
Gotcha.
Sorry, no, one sec. Just so you know, too, this is like a newer program. It's been around like 3 years now. So sometimes, like, I've talked to lawn care guys who they're like, man, my area doesn't need a license, but Google requires like a pesticide license. So I've seen this happen before, you know.
Yeah, no, it's okay. The CPO license is it's the certified pool operator, man. That's a simple, I mean, I can get that online in 8 hours. You know what I mean?
Oh, there you go. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. So the other ones are, those are contractors. The other two you mentioned.
Right.
So I work with a lot of contractors. I can umbrella under one if I wanted to. But I basically say I do everything. So I say we put in new construction. We do new pools, plaster. I just sub it out. You know what I mean? So.
Right. Right.
You know, I get more calls that way too. You know what I mean? So.
Right, and then you send it to your buddies, right? It's kind of how it works.
Yeah, but I do a lot of like, you know, installs and you know, everybody's going to Alexa, you know, turn on my pool light. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm doing stuff like that, but like I said, man, this is, I think it sounds pretty good. You know, I mean, I wouldn't, I mean, honestly, I don't need my CPO, but I mean, if it's for this to get leads like that, man, I think it's worth it, you know?
Yeah, I'd recommend to you, you get that, because the thing is, if you do it under the umbrella, because I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up here, you have to have the license in the company name for Google to accept it. You know what I'm saying? So, so if you have, like, one of them, like, add your name on, it still won't be sufficient because it would need the business name on there. You know what I'm saying? So the CPO, if that's easy to get, and I send you the three, like, three examples of what's required. You don't need all three. You just need one of those. You know what I'm saying? But I also put in there the cost per qualified lead, just so you know what that is for the pool cleaning vertical. And this doesn't go up or down on you. Like, it's not going to fluctuate. It's $26.67 per qualified lead. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then Google does require a minimum budget, though, okay? This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You can always set a higher budget if you'd like, but the minimum I'm required to tell you about, that's at $348.
Gotcha.
Now, the way that works is your lead budget rolls over, right? So let's say, for example, you do the minimum requirement for 13 leads, and you take on 13 qualified leads in a month. I mean, you scheduled an estimate or quoted every single lead that came through, right? The following month, you'll be charged $348 to replenish your lead budget. Now, if you took on, and I'm just going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on me. But let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason. You're booked out, you're on vacation, like whatever it is. Or let's say you only took on one qualified lead that month. The following month, you're not charged $348. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, $26.67.
Gotcha. I mean, honestly, man, I'd be fucking, I mean, if they're coming in like that, dude, I mean, like you say they are, we're flying, bro. I'm all over Bakersfield, man. So honestly, right. 13 leads would be nothing, man, if they're coming in like that. You know what I mean?
You could set a higher. I got a guy in New York. He has a 200 lead budget a month, but he does the entire state, you know? So, I mean, the sky's the limit. I'll tell you what, every one of my clients has done except for one. They start at the minimum budget just to kind of get a feel for it, and then they increase their budget. I have some guys, though, that are like part-time, so they just keep it at the minimum, you know? But,
I would just keep it at the minimum, honestly, man. Just to start and just
right
take on the, I mean, if it's 13 leads or 15 leads, you know what I mean, a month, I mean, that's a lot of leads, honestly.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You could hit that easy, too, especially, like, it depends on if you're targeting, like, just your zip code. Obviously, it'll be more difficult, but I know you have a wider, like, range of area, right? And with you, like, you're doing pool cleaning jobs. Usually you want to have those like in a line, right? Like kind of in the same neighborhoods, I'm assuming.
Yeah, yeah. So every day of the week is a different area of Bakersfield. So I'm hitting every square inch of Bakersfield, man. So
got it. So we would want to target all of Bakersfield then on Google Guaranteed, and that way you could start getting the leads coming through, and obviously you would just schedule them on your route, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, those leads turn into all kinds of stuff, man. I mean, pump installs, it can be anything, you know what I mean? So,
right.
Definitely think it's definitely good service. I mean, I think it's totally worth it.
Yeah, and you don't have a lot of competition on Google Guaranteed either. The only other guys, using Google Guaranteed in Bakersfield is Cool Pools, okay? And then Dependable Pool Service, but I don't think they're completely approved yet because they don't have their leads on. So right now you're really just competing with Cool Pools on that section, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Dude, I'm gonna work on my CPO this weekend, man, because that's easy. I mean, I've been doing the service for 4 years already, man. I mean, just, you know, and now I'm already into, like, automation, man. So, you know, I mean, that should be easy to knock out. I just never got it because I never needed it. I mean, You know what I mean? So.
Right. Hopefully it's like one of those things. I coach football, so they make us take like these tests every single year, and I'm able to just like put the video like on, like just let it run while I do other stuff, and then I just answer the questions, you know?
it literally is like that. I mean, if you've been in the business, man, and you got common sense and you've been doing this, it's pretty much just like that. So I just need to do it, man. But where do you coach football at?
I coach at Los Amigos High School. Yeah. Fountain Valley.
Fountain Valley, okay.
Yep.
Oh, right on, dude. Yeah, my boys play football, man, up in Bakersfield. One of them played at Garces, man. And
you guys had a good season last year, right?
It was decent, man. Garces, okay. Yeah, it was okay, man. We could have done a lot better.
Maybe I'm thinking of Apple Valley. I think they had a really, like, I think they went undefeated or something last year, you know?
Yeah, we played Parcellette down there.
Okay.
And Parcellette's a team from down south. What's that other? Fuck, I can't even think of the name. We played a couple teams from down south, though, man. They were pretty decent, you know.
My cousin, he's the head coach of Modern Day.
Oh wow!
Yeah, yeah. I just got my brother. Man. My brother was the DB coach at Modern Day, and I just got him over to Los Amigos. So I'm like, heck yeah, you know.
That's crazy, man. That's a big football out there, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they're rolling, man. No, he was the DB. My cousin Frank McManus, he was the DB coach for like years and years and years, and he just got the head coaching job last year. You know.
Wow, that's neat, man. That's a big school, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's awesome, man. A lot of talent over there for sure.
Super competitive, man. You can watch those guys on. They watch them on TV and shit, dude.
Yeah. No, it's amazing, man.
Yeah. Right on, David, or Daniel, what I'm going to do is definitely get this going, man, because it's really simple for me to get my CPO, man. I mean, if you look it up online, man, it's probably $100, if that, you know?
Right.
Maybe $50, dude, honestly, man, and it's super quick and easy, man.
Yeah, so what you want to do, because the application process is easy. Like, we send you a one-page app, but you're going to want to have that licensing ready. So what I did is I sent you my direct line and extension, and I sent you an email with, like, all the info we went over in writing. So after you get that CPO, like, situated, just contact me, and we'll get you rolling on the application, too.
Sweet, man. Yeah, just like I said, man, hopefully by next week, man, we'll be talking again, man, so.
Yeah, 100%. Take your time, man. But we don't like to start you on the app until, you know, or sign you up for this until you have everything ready to go, you know. That way it doesn't prolong the approval and all that stuff, you know.
Right, man. Yeah, I'm pretty sure once you get this done, it's a certificate you can print out, man, you know what I mean? So, I mean,
right.
Send like an email over real quick, you know.
Yeah, and I sent you the exact, like, how it's worded, too, like, from Google directly. That way you could just plug that in to make sure you got the right one, you know. But it's that NSPF CPO, I guess, you know.
Right.
All right,
man. Well, I appreciate the call, man.
Likewise, Nick. You have a great rest of your weekend, all right? And I'll talk to you sometime next week, all right?
You too, buddy.
All right, sir. Bye.
Okay, bye.